3D printing is rapidly becoming the rage among techies. Inexpensive 3D printers use plastic filaments as thick as spaghetti to create multidimensional objects for consumers, designers, and industry. It costs as much as $20 a pound for the coils of plastic filament, but a college student in Milton says there's a cheaper, more environmentally friendly way to produce the plastic. John Kalish has our story.
Last year, Vermont Technical College student Tyler McNaney learned about 3D printing and got very excited about it. He decided he wanted to get involved in this budding technology. A whole slew of people have used the crowdfunding site Kickstarter to build low-cost 3D printers, but McNaney decided he wanted to build a machine that makes the plastic filament they need. He didn't even have to build a prototype to attract $32,000 and 67 orders for a machine he calls the Filibot.
After I raised the money, I was like, oh boy, I guess I should build one. So I built one. This was the first one. It was hand crank, and I got it working at like 11 o'clock at night. So I went in the house and woke everybody up and had them come out. They didn't think it was that amazing.
When McNaney says everyone in the house, he's referring to his parents and two brothers in the family home in Milton. McNaney has been working on his project in a two-story workshop in the backyard that his dad, Jeff, built, primarily from recycled materials. His Filibot machine grinds a plastic milk jug and then melts the shards of plastic into a coil of filament that can be fed into a 3D printer to make plastic objects. Tyler McNaney has been making bottle openers with his filament on a 3D printer he bought on Kickstarter and assembled himself.
It's the true recycling. It's happening right in front of you. Instead of you throwing your bottle or your recyclables into a blue bin and it goes away, it happens right in front of you. I just find it so awesome I can take a bottle and turn it into something else. It's like the Star Trek replicator.
McNaney is making something happen that Bree Pettis, the founder of the consumer-grade 3D printer MakerBot, predicted back in 2009.
It's actually one of our goals to be able to take a milk jug, put it in the top of the machine, and have objects come out the bottom. We're working to make recycling a reality in your kitchen.
Come on, that's got to be a pipe dream.
Probably use pipes in the process, but it's not a dream. The idea will be to like slice it up and feed it in and make objects. It's going to be great.
The Filibot is made of sheet metal and looks like a sled. It's about 2 feet long and a little over a foot high, so it can sit on a desktop. There are several toggle switches and a small digital display on the top. Ground plastic is poured in a hopper and makes its way into a heater that melts it and pushes the molten plastic through a nozzle. McNaney had hoped to get the first Filibots to his Kickstarter supporters last June, but he's a bit behind schedule. The machines are costing more than the $350 required as a pledge to get one, but the young entrepreneur says he'll chalk up the losses as a learning experience. Tyler McNaney decided not to continue studying mechanical engineering at Vermont Tech in Randolph. Instead, he's taking business courses at the school's Williston campus while he pursues opportunities with the Filibot machine. Professor John Kidder has mixed feelings about this.
You see someone who's so excited about something, you can really only encourage it. Even though you also need to try to encourage them to do the basic boring studying stuff you need to do. But yet I also saw the other perspective, which was that if he doesn't take this opportunity now and do it now, that he might miss it.
It turns out that there is competition for the Filibot.
Help us help you make filament cheap. Real cheap.
The Filistruder was created by a graduate student at the University of Florida. It melts down plastic pellets to make coils of filament. A Kickstarter campaign to raise $5,000 brought in more than $200,000. The Filistruder's Kickstarter video is much more entertaining than the Filibots, but Tyler McNaney is quick to point out that the Filistruder doesn't recycle waste plastic. McNaney says he's been enjoying his business courses at Vermont Tech and won't rule out going back to study mechanical engineering. But is he tempted to drop out of college and just work on his business?
That'd be cool. Don't tell my mom that. She wouldn't like that.
For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.